we actually talking about?
It's dropped considerably. That's the problem. Since 9/11, and then they opened Dover back up, a lot of them going to Dover.
Yeah, but how many?
I think the only ones we really, really care about are the two DEI Embraers, the 145s.
So it's two planes we're doing all this for?
So you have four operations, basically, that you're talking about.
Well, depending, because I guess DEI charters for the other teams now, so depending on what teams they're moving and, you know, whether they're racing on Saturday or whatever, probably, you know, half a dozen, maybe 10 at the most over the whole weekend.
What?
I mean, we may attract, you know, smaller teams with smaller airplanes that really don't do us any good as far as getting our traffic count what it should be. But
let me go off the NASCAR subject just a little bit. Larry was going to talk to you about the B25. Did he give you any data on whether that met the requirements?
Yeah, it really doesn't help us. Because they look at his charts for, you know, wet runways and stuff. The FAA only applies a wet runway penalty for jets. So we're trying to work on that, but it really doesn't do us any good.
Just for everybody's knowledge, Larry was looking at the B-25, and with those balloon tires, large balloon tires, when it's a wet runway, the stopping distance goes way up beyond, I think, 5,000-foot runway.
Yeah, it's like 7,000 or something.
So if his trips would be accounted or put towards the total count, then his operations would, I think, almost by itself be enough.
Good. Right?
But it doesn't count? B-25 doesn't count, huh?
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying because they do have the fat tires that count.
Technically, it meets the stopping distance. It needs a longer runway.
Right.
But Jim's saying that it doesn't meet it because the FAA doesn't look at it as
an aircraft
that would account, which would be.
How many aircraft do we need to come in here? How many additional?
Yeah, it's like 200 operations. But it's going to depend on what those aircraft are and,
right.
And you know, are they Part 135 or not? Are they?
You're looking for an airplane. Mm-hmm.
Now you know what's found one, too.
You know, it'd be really easy if we had 500 737 operations here, because we would go to the 737 chart and, you know, run all that stuff, and we'd come up with a number. But when you have 100 of this, 100 of that, a couple hundred of this, mm-hmm. you kind of have to, there's a different chart that they use, and you have to kind of put it together to come up with a composite airplane and figure out which one of those tables it's in, and then there's charts that go with that table, and it's not as easy as just going to one aircraft performance chart and figuring out how much runway they need. You know, when you do it with that combination, the penalty that you get for a wet runway is only on landing, it's only for jets, and it's only 15%. So it's...
even though his POH shows it different.
Right.
I tell you what, you know...
But he doesn't do 500 operations total anyway.
When we were down in Florida...
That's only 250 landings.
And it's like every day of the week. You got to fly every day of the week.
I understand it. But then, like when he's in wheels, he's 10 or 15.
Yeah, that's not an itinerant operation. It's got to be an itinerant operation, too.
I would say they make it difficult.
Yeah.
You ever worked in government before?
I try to avoid it at all costs. Unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to be. Now, we ought to call those guys down to Daytona, because why did they fill up with people where we landed?
Mm-hmm.
What sets them apart from the other FBOs there? Because there's what, four FBOs at Daytona?
Oh,
or does it just generally fill up because it's nice weather?
You're talking about Yellington?
Yeah.
One is the cost of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Two is they have the government contract for that airport.
So we can handle the fuel. We have the government contract for the airport, so we got two of the things. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when you flew down there, you knew what your litmus test was to fly, and you've been to different places. Because I almost think jets, there was